everybody. It's Rebecca.
And Heidi.
And we are so excited to be with you guys today to talk about motivation. Heidi and I have been talking a lot about what helps us to feel motivated, big things, small things, weight loss, health in general, but I think other things in life it applies to as well. How do you feel motivated? And if you are new to our podcasts, this will be a new topic. If you have heard us in the past, you will realize we go through these cycles where we go through like, oh, things are hard and now we're getting better and now we're motivated. So we're on the upswing right now of experiencing some motivation.
I mean, that's the journey, right? That's the path.
Y'all, we're real.
The cycle. So,
Heidi, let's start with you. What helps you to feel motivated?
So I try to think of my overall like goal. Sometimes that doesn't do it for me though. Like sometimes that overall like ultimate motivation isn't enough to get me to do what I need to do. So in regards to health, I like to eat, and so and I'm triggered by stress and emotional issues. Recently, what's been helpful for me is I've been watching certain shows. So for example, when I have a trigger, I've gone and turned on My 600-Pound Life, which is on TLC, and it follows the journey of someone who's extremely overweight, 600 pounds-ish, since that's the name of the show. And it talks about their journey. Now, these people are having surgery and whatever, so I don't know that that discounts their journey, though. I mean, that's hard, too.
For sure.
So, but it's motivating to me because I feel like as someone who is not just 20 pounds overweight but has a lot to lose, I can look at that show and be like, okay, I need to continue on my path because if I'm not, then that's my, you know, that's where I could be. Or they'll talk a lot about the emotions that they're feeling, which are the same emotions that I feel. And so I feel like just those in the moment motivations help me get through the day.
I'll say, thinking of television, I also, for me, it's a American Ninja Warrior. When I am at home, I will work out to that. I will say the only complication with that is sometimes I start to believe that I am.
That you are an American Ninja
Warrior. And they're doing something. I'm like, oh, I could totally do that. I could absolutely do that. I don't do those things, but, you know, but yeah, that's something that motivates me as well because they're so strong and they're normal people. They're ordinary. Some of them were like, you know, were athletes in high school or college, but a lot of them, they're not, and they're just doing it because it's fun.
Right. The other thing that I do to stay motivated, is I remind myself of the hard things that I've done so far. And so at first it would be like, well, I can go 10 minutes. I'm craving this. I don't have to eat it now. I'll eat it in 10 minutes or I'll eat it in 30 minutes. And I just kept pushing it back. But now I try to remember that time that you wanted a cupcake and you didn't eat it, or remember that time you went to the gym and you did the full hour, or, you know, that, you know, whatever it is, whatever your goal was, like, remember that goal that you set that you hit, like, you're capable of doing hard things.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to remind myself of specific examples where I did something hard and I met my goal. And that helps me in the moment when I'm got my hand in the cookie jar, so to speak.
How do you remind yourself? Like, do you have these written down anywhere, or is it just kind of pulling it from your memory?
So I actually do have reminders set on my phone, that I allow myself to pause and think about how I'm feeling and remind my, like, so if I'm feeling like frustrated or stressed, like, I'll try to remind myself in that moment of something. I have an alarm go off on my phone twice a day during times that are typically hard for me, which is around 10, 30, and 3. Those are all my hard parts of day where I'm either getting sluggish because I'm tired and I want to reach for some candy.
Sure.
The sugar to pick me up. Or just because I've gotten into the work day. That's the 10 time. I've gotten into the work day and I'm feeling a little stressed with things. So I actually do. I actively will pause. But I think part of it is just building that. I mean, you want it to just be your go-to, right? So, like, when you, even if it's not 3 o'clock, maybe it's only 2 and you haven't had your reminder yet, that you don't go to the pantry and reach for something, that you have your opportunity to think and pause for a little bit.
I like that idea of having a reminder on your cell phone. Because it forces it into your consciousness, right? Because I think that's, some, like you said, you get into your work routine, you get to what you're doing, and you might not be mindful, how am I feeling right now? What's my stress level right now? How motivated am I feeling right now?
Well, you had mentioned, so you had taken stock, your emotional stock. Mm-hmm. I don't give mine a number. I just remember things that I did.
You do remember things.
I do. Rebecca, so you had talked in the last podcast about how you assess yourself.
Yeah.
And you give, you have different topics that you like, how am I feeling stress-wise? How am I feeling mm-hmm. motivation-wise? I don't know all your topics. But I was realizing when you said that, that I do something similar, which is just mm-hmm. kind of reminding myself of the hard things that I've done, which is mm-hmm. to me, just an evaluation of how I feel now. Do I feel motivated right now? I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I really, I know that 3 o'clock is coming and I, you know, really going to want that sugar. So what about you? What do you do to stay motivated in the moment?
Well, I don't know about in the moment. I'll say kind of generally speaking, and there are two things that are standing out to me right now that I feel like have had importance for me this week. One is a couple of months ago, I decided that I wanted to create a vision board of kind of what I want my life to look like. And so over the last couple of months, I've been gathering magazines and quotes and things like that that I can put on my vision board that helps to kind of depict what I want my life to look like. And I've been through different drafts of like, do I want it to be super specific? Do I want it to be generally? So this week I've been creating my vision board, which is just like a poster side thing with lots of like quotes and pictures and stuff. And so that's been something that's been really helpful to kind of just be thinking about, like you had mm-hmm. said, my ultimate goal. What do I want to get out of life? And not just, I tend to segment things. And so not just in a segmented way, but overall, I want to experience peace. Overall, mm-hmm. I want to experience joy. Overall, I want to be of good to my fellow man. Overall, I want to be faithful and to make it through hard things. Like, so trying to think kind of more broadly. So I've really enjoyed that. I'm not done with it yet, which is, I think, probably an okay thing too, that it's still something that I'm thinking about as I'm trying to gather more information and things to put on my vision board.
So it seems like you're a visual person. You like having that.
I am a visual person. It helps me. I do not have your gift for memory. Heidi remembers credit card numbers from like 20 years ago. Like she has this insane memory. I do not have that insane memory. So yeah, it's helpful for me to have reminders. And the more detailed and visual, the more it kind of soaks into my soul, mm-hmm. you know? The other thing is it's helpful for me to have people that are motivating. And so whether it's people that I interact with, or people whose stories, I'm listening to a book on tape right now, that about this really amazing heart surgeon and kind of what his life has been like as a heart surgeon. And then he became a religious leader and then kind of talking about that transition. And so it's been really helpful and motivating to hear like all the sacrifices that he's done and all the benefit. And so, another person I've been feeling really motivated by is your husband, my brother-in-law, because he is a workhorse.
Yes.
He is always doing stuff. And so I was sitting in my house this week. I have some writing, some projects I need to be doing, and I decided I needed to rearrange my house a little bit to accomplish that. And part of it is I think I need to get rid of my television. And that feels like a really big separation. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like it needs to go in storage for a time. And so I was kind of mentally rearranging my living room and then thinking like, okay, let's do it. And I thought, that's so much work. And what if I do it and next week I don't like it? And then I have to do it all again. Maybe I just leave it the way that it is and just like unplug the TV. So I was like justifying in my mind. And I thought of my brother-in-law and I thought he would just do it. And then if it doesn't work in a week, he would undo it. You know, I can't tell you how many, I mean, you know, but I guess I'm talking to the people on the podcast, how many walls he has painted and bunk beds he's put together and taken down. Like, oh, we put it together. Oh, but it doesn't come out of the room. So I got to take it down again. And like, he just does and does and does and does. And so, I've had several times this week where I tend to find what is the thing that I can do that's the least effort to accomplish the task. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that thought process. He just does the task.
Yeah.
And so there are several times this week where I was talking myself out of a situation and I thought, what would my brother-in-law do? And I thought he would just do it and like not be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And then I did it.
I think that's a worthy trait of the concept of like not letting the fear of it getting overwhelming mm-hmm. stand in your way of doing something.
Or effort. Like, I think about effort like it's this finite thing. Now, it is finite. to a degree, but you know, when you go to bed and you wake up the next morning, you have more energy.
Magically. Like,
so I think of it as though it's a super scarce resource, as though I am plowing all day long and using up every ounce of physical energy that I have and can't spare a little bit to move a television. You know, like that's not the life that I live, or we would not be having a podcast about weight loss. So yeah, so I appreciate his example about that and just being able to, you just do it. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then you do something different, you know?
I was thinking about your visual nature, and I was remembering how I used to put like little notes around the house or pictures around the house to help remind me. And I was thinking how I think that I found those beneficial. Hmm. It's been a while, but I think that they were helpful. and it makes me want to go back and do that. I don't know, like our quotes, our pictures, or, you know, maybe a picture of me really fat eating cake. That's motivating in one way. Like, don't do that.
Or a picture of when you were healthier and thinner.
Or a picture when I was healthier and thinner. Yeah. No, I'm more of a negative motivation person. I think that I'm more motivated by the fear and the negativity than I am by positivity. Because
I can yell at you next time if that would be helpful.
It may come to it. It may come to it. Just putting something simple around the house to remind me. I think those visual reminders would be helpful.
Well, that's how we were raised. Our mom always put things around the house, mm-hmm. as little reminders, and I think that. It makes you think about things. It brings things into your consciousness and awareness that otherwise you would not be thinking about.
And how do you put up the visual reminder so that you actually pay attention to it? Like if I were to put mm-hmm. something in my pantry or on my fridge door mm-hmm. or something, you know, or by my tennis shoes to remind me to actually use them. Like how do you mm-hmm. put something there to actually make sure that when you're passing it, you're noticing it, mm-hmm. you're paying attention to it, and it's helping you be a reminder. I think that's another mm-hmm. another thing too, because sometimes it just becomes part of the decor and you just look over it.
So my two places in my house where I know that if I post things I will look at them is on my front door, mm-hmm. Which is where my vision board is going to go, which then becomes awkward when people come over, and so I have to figure out, do I take it down mm-hmm. or do I just own it and keep it up? But I haven't figured that out
yet. Yeah, I got a vision board.
Well, and I'm in a field where like that kind of thing is like normal and okay. So I've got friends that have vision boards. But it's still weird because it's very personal, you know. The other place is my bathroom mirror, because that's where mm-hmm. I do my hair and makeup and stuff. And so those are two places that I know that if I put something, I'll read it and I'll look at it and pay attention to it. Whereas on my fridge, I have lots of things.
There's
on my
other
fridge
stuff there,
but I don't pay attention to it when it's just part of the decor, like you
said. No, that's a good point. So finding the spot that you know that you'll look, that's not like cluttered with other things, and maybe rotating it. Like if you know, put something else there, if you put up a quote or you put up a quick little snippet of a reminder, maybe changing it out now and again mm-hmm. to kind of force your mind to not get complacent with it.
I have a friend who puts, it used to be post-it notes, and now it's like full 8.5 by 11 papers on her television. And so anytime that she wants to watch television, she has to remove the paper. Mm-hmm. So it forces her to, like, again, it brings it into her consciousness and forces her to move it away. I have not done that, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also, for me, having things on my phone is helpful. Like having my screen saver, mm-hmm. my screen saver on my phone, my words stopped for a minute. I feel like having things on there that is motivating can be helpful as well. Music is motivating for me as well. Mm-hmm. And so finding the kind of music that helps to motivate my soul differently than others. Heidi and I were walking today and we were struggling at the end. And a person that's motivating for you is
Britney Spears.
It's that embarrassing.
I say that sheepishly.
But we put on Britney Spears and I felt like it helped. I felt like it gave us more energy at the end.
Yeah, I am. There is something about music that's very motivating. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to find the right music, because mm-hmm. not all music is the same kind of motivating. So mm-hmm. I like country music, but exercising country music doesn't get me anywhere.
No.
So you have to find those songs that will
Black Eyed
specifically
Peas.
Push you. For me, it's Jay-Z. And Britney. I like Britney a lot. I really relate to Britney. Britney, I don't know.
You've also shaved your head?
Well, I've wanted to.
I've wanted to, too. Actually, at work the other day, I said, I'm having a day where I want to take a Britney moment, just shave my head and just say to heck with it. Is that okay?
I don't, it's funny because I never thought that I really liked Britney. Like, people would be like, oh, I love Britney. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to her songs that I relate to and a little bit to her life. But just that I've related to her songs. So, anyway. Not the, like, I'm a slave for you ones, but more like the overprotective. Toxic. Those are probably a little more relatable. But, anyway.
That's funny. So when we think about motivation, you talked about kind of globally being able to be motivated. Are there things that you find help you be motivated in small ways or like with non-health related things?
I mean, I think we've shared before that we're religious, and I do think that I have to stand back and I have to think about the end goal, like what my whole purpose is. And I think that helps me in terms of like putting my career in perspective and my parenting and my marriage and all those other factors in life that, you know, that contribute to life being life, right? It's all these things that happen. And so sometimes I feel like I get caught up in the moment of things and I need to take a step back and think about the long-term goal of what I'm trying to accomplish. And I think that allows me to kind of stay motivated in certain things, like not getting as frustrated as I might in the moment, you know, like how does this action, I'll talk about my child. Sometimes children can be difficult if you haven't known, but if they're being difficult, how does this action, how is it really in the grand scheme of things? And I feel like that helps motivate me react in a different way and in a more patient and calm way than it otherwise might, because, you know, in the moment I'm really frustrated. And I think the same thing, you know, with relationships, you know, with my marriage, I think sometimes I get caught up in the frustration of a moment, or we don't operate the same way. We have different personalities. There's a lot that we differ on.
Yeah.
And so I have to take a step back and realize we both want the same thing. We both have the same goal.
Right.
So not letting those little things get in the way of your long-term motivation. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps move forward in a different path.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and I think that for me, again, I think there's something about being exposed to people that are motivated or exposed to motivating concepts. One of the books on tape I was listening to, I just finished, was on like marriage relationships, which is funny because I'm not married. But it was this really great book. John, by the way, was the author. But he talked a lot about like respecting yourself and respecting the other person and being around people that uplift you. And like you said, like rowing in the same direction with the person that you're with, recognizing that you're rowing in the same direction, kind of how to handle those hard moments. And again, just kind of listening to that, even though the life situation doesn't necessarily apply, it was motivating to listen to someone else's enthusiasm about the topic and their excitement about really how to just be a better human being in general, which is what I'm working on too.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I think that's why when like we talk about health, like why people choose Weight Watchers, because they're with a group of people, or why they need some kind of a coach, or they need some kind of group, or, you know, when we talk about wellness and we talked about hobbies or whatever that brought joy in the last one, you know, being able to be around people who are enjoying the same thing you are. I mean, obviously there's strength in that, you know? So I think that I don't know that the long-term goal always does it for me, because it just feels so far away.
Yeah.
And so I do need to be better, I think, in general, just finding those short-term goals, because, or not short-term goals, but the short-term memories and the short-term motivation, because the long-term goal just feels so far away. Just no matter, I mean, not just, you know, weight loss, but everything, like your long-term memory of what your goal is just feels so distant. So.
Well, and I think about with weight loss, I can justify it away, you know, where it's like, oh, well, I want to lose this weight and eating this isn't going to help with that, but I'll just be healthy tomorrow and it'll equalize. Right. Like I can justify things a little bit differently than when I just want to be healthy. This is a week that I've wanted to be healthy. Lisa and I had talked about having kind of introducing more raw food into our diet, and I know that Heidi, that's something you've been working on as well, as just having more raw food in general, and that was really motivating to me. And I've had ice cream in my fridge all week long that I have not eaten, that was just leftover, and I've, you know, I've chosen cherries and blueberries and peaches instead of ice cream. And that's, if you guys have known me at all, you know what a big deal that is, because I love ice cream. but because I was feeling motivated and excited about that as accomplishment, and I had a specific goal. And I think that's another thing that helps with motivation for me is kind of time limited goals.
Right.
You know, if I, because like you said, if you think 40 years from now, I want it to be blah, 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 like that feels so far. But if I can think 3 days from now, I want this to have been accomplished, mm-hmm. or by the end of the day, I want to feel like I was able to get this done. Somehow that's something that kind of spurs me on a little bit
right,
more too.
Right. And I have to sometimes think of that 5 minute increment because right. 30 minutes seems like a long time or the end of the day, but yeah, just the 5 minute concept of, or, you know, and then work your way up to whatever feels, whatever works.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'd love to hear from you guys too. What do you do to increase your motivation? What helps you to feel more motivated overall? Are there like motivation killers for you? To be honest, television is is a motivation killer for me, which is why I've unplugged it and moved it away from my house. I need to find a storage place for it, but it's out of my living room, and that was progress. But let us know what works for you, and we're happy to kind of hear and learn from you guys as well. We hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you have a great week.
Bye.